Casper is dead by Hans Arp. Woe, our good Casper is dead. Who will now hide the burning flags in the sky's pigtails and play his black tricks every day? Who will turn the coffee grinder in its ancient barrel? Who will tempt the idyllic row from its petrified paper bag? Who will snort out the ships, brollies, wind udders, bee fathers, ozone spindles, and fillet the pyramids? Woe, 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 our good Casper is dead. Holy bim-bam, Casper is dead. The hayfish rattle heart-rending grief in the bell-sheds when his forename is mentioned. And so I sigh his surname again, Casper, Casper, Casper. Why have you abandoned us? In what shape is your great and lovely soul now at large? Have you turned into a star, or a necklace of water in a hot whirlwind, or an udder of black light, or a translucent tile on the rumbling drum of rocky reality? Now our heads and toes are shrivelled, and the fairies lie half-charred on their funeral pyre. Now the dark skittles thunder behind the sun, and there's no one left to spin the compass or the spokes of the wheelbarrow. Who will eat with the phosphorescent rat at the lonely barefoot table? Who will banish the sirocco devil when he comes to lead the horses astray? Who will explain to us the monograms of the stars? His bust will adorn the fireplaces of all true noble men, though that is no comfort and snuff for a death's head.